Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know what's wrong with me.
So do I.
All right, everyone be quiet. He's no. Setting us up.
No, like when I do this, everyone does takes their shots.
Yeah, we go exactly. Okay, you aren't grateful enough.
He already knows about his OCD and his hoarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that would also feel sad to call out.
What else is wrong with him?
I know.
Your eyes are too creamy, chocolatey brown.
Too nice.
Thanks.
And your hair, thanks. Your
what
hair
is wrong
game?
With you guys?
Like today?
Another time to dive into him. Let's go.
Like, you got a haircut not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Thank and you. It was one of those ones where it was a little more probably than you wanted, I think.
It shocked us all.
It did. Yeah. And then we all had to do the like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of those.
Uh-huh. It's so back right now. Like, oh, you just before we went on the air,
what's wrong with him?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I'm saying that
they'll get to it, Erica.
One of the things that's wrong with him is how perfect everything's going for him.
Oh, yeah, that's when the shoe's going
to
drop.
Yeah. So you have to be wondering to yourself, I have a great wife, two great kids. I live in a house that I love. I have a basketball net that I loved until my wife hit it with the car.
Right. Yeah. Yep. She did.
But like are you aware of how great your hair is today?
Thank you. It was a shampoo day. That's really all I can comment on it.
Okay.
I guess.
But like, is there a little bit of product in there? Cause it's hanging exactly where you want
it's
it to
very, hang. I have started rewatching Grey's Anatomy. It's very McDreamy.
Oh my gosh. McDreamy like season one.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Okay.
So anyway, what's wrong with you?
No, never mind, actually. Great.
What is wrong with
I figure, and I want to know if anyone else has this issue, too. So,
you overthink.
ED.
I think Erica's onto something.
Slacker.
No. Slacker, not onto something.
Oh, it's not that?
No. I think it's overthink. So recently, I was home from work. We got the kids down for bed. My wife still had some work to finish up. So she had already eaten. She's like, you can just go grab something. And I'll finish up working and we'll hang out later. So I'm just all by myself. So the world is my oyster. I can get any fast food I want because my wife doesn't like it. But now I'm by myself. So I'm weighing my options and I'm telling her. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe I should get a burger because I love burgers. And I know it's going to be a while before I get to get a burger again. Get like maybe Slim Chickens, one of my other favorites, because I won't be tempted by the ice cream because you just made a bunch of cookies. We have a lot of cookies at home. I don't want to get ice cream and
the
cookies.
What are you doing?
And she said to me, well, which one sounds better? And I said, huh?
Don't know how to
make a decision.
You like, well, can't just which go. Which one do you want? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm trying to make decision here of like what I should get to
like
eat.
Which makes more sense?
He has
given the circumstances
it's
around
called
me.
Something. Yes.
What is that? And who other
it's
people
called,
have to be this way?
Hold on, it rhymes.
What?
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
Okay.
It's called something and it rhymes.
What? It's a paralysis by analysis. You have that.
Oh.
Wow.
You cannot.
Decision fatigue?
Sort of. It's like he can't just go, I really want sushi, but oh, wait, my favorite guy's not at the sushi place, so maybe I should wait 3 days from now. And you're like, ha, if you, like, what are you doing?
Do you want sushi or do you want
Slim
Chicken?
But I'm
going to
see my friend in a few days and he might want to get sushi, so maybe I should not get it tonight because I want to have it available later.
That is psychotic, dude.
But what? I mean, I can't be the only one, right?
No, no way.
I do that a little bit, but like, I definitely, you and I are cut of this cloth. I want to make sure that other people are satisfied before I am. Always. So if there is a friend coming into town or something, I would do that. But if it's this decision you're talking about doesn't involve anyone but you. This is where it's crazy to me. Like, that's you're
where
not.
That's where it's almost worse, because if it's my wife and I know, well, she doesn't like every restaurant, so now that cuts off half of them, and it narrows it down for me. When it's just myself,
you are paralyzed to just make a decision 100% for you.
Paralysis by analysis, yes. Is that what you said?
Yes. It's a thing.
I wasn't hoping for an actual diagnosis. I was just hoping people going, oh, T-Hack.
No,
like, I do that too.
So you were afraid.
Never mind.
I want to get it through my head.
Just start a song
I just, I want, in your head, I want a burger. But my wife made cookies, and if I go to Culver's, I'm gonna get
a concrete mixer. I can't look at the concrete mixer and not get one.
That alone is also another interesting dilemma.
Like, why?
But I think you only wanted
the concrete mixer.
No,
before?
I have not, and okay. I do know.
So then you don't understand.
But I feel like you wanted the burger because logically, you hadn't had one in a while, and you might not have one again.
So get
in a
burger.
Yeah.
But like, you didn't actually want a burger.
I don't know what I want.
What did you end up getting this night?
You know, whatever I should. And the same thing with shoes. I feel the same, like every day picking out my shoes, I'm like, well, is it going to rain or is it summer? So I should wear these white shoes, or is it colder? I should wear these shoes. I shouldn't wear the Nubuck shoes because it might rain. Like, just the dumbest thing. Instead of just going, I want to wear those. Text in, please. Please. 303-222-5423 if you're like me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.